Gavach Shavua Tov, Elonu Shavien Tzchus Ufu Shlema for Baruch Tzibir Riv Kabasya, Abba Moshe B'Shein Arachol, Pesoch Shalach Har Yisrael. So we head now out of the Kiddush of Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Vayeshev, now going into the few days, the few minutes that we have before Chanukah. You know, at the end of the day, the more we prepare for the Yontav, the more we'll be able to experience and appreciate the Yontav. Ein Kiddusha B'li Achana. So I want to talk about three ideas. One idea from Rav Shor, one idea from the Gruas Yitzchak, otherwise known as Avram Yitzchak of Sorotskin, and also one idea from Rav Biederman. And really, it's really three ideas, but really, it's all one idea. Here we go. So, we know famously that Chazal tells the Bereishis Rabbah, that Choshech Zuyavo, when the Pasuk says in the beginning of the Torah that it talks about darkness, it refers to Yavan. Why? Shehechshicha einem shal Yisrael. Because they darken the eyes of the Jewish people. And they made them write on the horns of their cows, of their eagles, that you have no portion in the God of Israel. And at the end of the day, why Dafka were they so busy that we should write this on a shore? Just write it down on a piece of paper, write it down on why Dafka and Karen Ashore? This is Rav Shor, Shin Aleph Reish Reish, brings up this question. Why Dafka were the Yavan so makbid that we should write this, that we don't have any chelik in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's nation? We have no portion. That's Aleph. Beis. The Rambam tells us in Hilchas Chanukah, Peregimol Halacha Aleph, and he tells us, B'bayi Sheini, Kishmalcha Yavan Gazur Gzeros al Yisrael, in the times of the second of Mesamikdash, when the Greeks made these Gzeros al Klaisol, Batlo Dosam al Nohi Nichu, Awesome lasok b'torah mitzvos. They didn't let us have Torah and mitzvos. So the Gruz Yitzchak ask, is it shalola nicham awesome lasok b'torah? Is it that they didn't allow us to have learned Torah, or is it what's the lashon al anisim lahashkicham Torah secha that they were so involved, they were so ingrained that we should forget our Torah? Because it seems from the Rambam's lashon is shelo hanicho osam lasuk b'torah. That means they didn't want us to even to learn Torah. But then if you go to the lashon of Chazal and Alanisim, is that they're so focused on lahashkicham Torah secha, for us to forget their Torah. That's Beis. And number three, and this is really a very famous question asked by the Kedushas Levi and asked by the Yitav Lev, what is this bracha we say on each night of Chanukah? She'os nisim avasinah b'yama ma'imiz b'azman hazeh. That those miracles that happened to our forefathers, that it had to happen nowadays as well. The Kiddush Levi has a famous answer, which we'll get to later, but there's got to be something deeper. So three questions. The first question is, why Dafka did the Greeks make us write that we don't have a chelik in a Kodesh Baruch? This is Dafka on a shore. This doubts from Avram Shor Shlita. The second question asked from the Gurus Yitzchak, why Dafka, is it that they didn't want us to learn Torah, but then what's Alanisim Lashkicham Torah Secha? Which one is it, to not learn Torah or to forget the Torah? And the third question is, Bayama Meham Zman Hazeh, what's the deeper lesson there? So I really think that there's really one answer, and we'll see how they're all connected. The first, let's go in order. As Yaakov famously tells his children in last week's parsha, when Esav comes to ask you the question, answer the questions in order. So the Rav Avram Shor quotes the Maharal near Mitzvah on page 14, and he says that why Dafka did the Vanim write tell us that we should write on a shore, on this eagle, on a cow, that we don't have a chelik in a Kodesh Baruch Hu's nation. He says that at the end of the day, shore is a remes to the Cheda Egel. And they were trying to be ma'or, the kitchuk, the mala. They were trying to awaken and to awaken the satan's kochos to remember Kodesh Baruch Hu, to tell Kodesh Baruch Hu, look at the Jewish people. Don't, Kodesh Baruch Hu, remember the Cheda Egel? Remember if after 40 days, Moses didn't come down from Har Sinai? They were trying to break the connection of Klai Yisrael and Kodesh Baruch Hu. They're trying to be able to show Kodesh Baruch Hu at the end of the day. They're trying to be me'orer Kodesh Baruch Hu's gvura, his din, the bad memories, and that's why Dafka it says they wrote it on a Karen Ashore, because the Dafka wanted to seduce, to entice the Kodesh Baruch Hu to say, don't forget what they did. Don't forget they did. Remember what they did a couple years back with Moshe Rabbeinu. And that Dafka, because the Yevanim wanted us to break off that connection with us the Kodesh Baruch Hu. What's Dafka, the second answer? Lashkicham Torah Secha, says the Gevurah Yitzchak. The Pasuk says in Yeshaya, V'toymer Tzion Azavani Hashem, Hashem Shechachani, and Tzion will say that Hashem left me and Hashem forget me. He says that Shechacha is not just when you tell someone, oh, I forgot to pick something up from the store, or I forgot something that you told me. Shechacha means hasara v'siluk mito. It means complete removal. It means complete taking away, and it's complete removal, complete separation from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Afka, there's no kasha in the Rambam. The Rambam says shalom hanicho sam lasu b'Torah. They don't want them to learn Torah. And lashkicham Torah secha is the same thing, that they don't want them to further advance their Torah. But at the end of the day, they also wanted to make sure that they would forget their Torah, forget a complete separation, a complete forgetness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no steer in the Rambam. The Rambam says they don't want them to learn Torah anymore. Why? Because at the end of the day, Torah is the one thing that keeps us going. And it's our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But what do we do about the Jews who've been learning Torah for thousands of years? Lashkicham Torah Secha. We want them to be fully immersed and fully forget the Torah and fully forget. That's what Lashkicham means. The fully siluk, the hasora from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says that's what the gzeir was. The shichacha was that it wasn't just they should forget the details. It was a full out separation from their Ribono Shel Olam. So now we see that there's a common theme. The Rav Shor says that at the end of the day from the Maharal. The Maharal says that the Shor is all about what? The Shor is all about trying to remind the Kodesh Baruch Hu of what our past sins, what we did, Cheda Egel. Then we see from the Gevuros Yitzchak, Lashkicham Tor Secha. And what does that mean? That we should forget our Torah, that we should have complete removal from the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So obviously the Yevanim weren't just focused on us stop doing some actions and some mitzvos. They were focused on us being completely gone from the Ribono Shel Olam. And this actually answers our third kasha as well. The Kedushas Levi says, this is not really the answer that I want to focus on, but parenthetically, Kedushas Levi says that we're ma'or the same nisim that happens in those days, during this time, meaning at Chof Hei Kislev, we have the same Kedusha, the same Oros, the same Shefa, the same boundary in the light that came down during Hanukkah. The first Hanukkah comes in every year. Says the Yitzhak Panim, an amazing thing. He says that at the end of the day, in the times of the Chashmonaim, we didn't deserve the miracle. We didn't deserve to win the war. We didn't deserve to have the oil. So then why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu help us win the war? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu have this miracle with the light, that the light lasted for 8 days? He says the Kodesh Baruch Hu saw that in the going to be generations down the line that they're going to thank Kodesh Baruch Hu for the miracles that they did. And the end of the day, l'mafreya, retroactively, it's going to show Kodesh Baruch Hu that he did the right thing. And that's what the Lashon means. She'os nisim lavoseinu. You did miracles to our forefathers. Bayom ha'mahem. In those days. In what days? In our days. He says at the end of the day, they weren't shaykhed for the miracles. They're only shaykh to those miracles because for the Jewish children who are still trying to remember the Ribono Shel Olam in 2017. And even in the generations nowadays, we're just trying to stay a little bit from a little more fire, a little more Shabbos, a little more davening. So when it says says that we see the same oros from them, but says the Yitav Panim, he says at the end of the day we only got Chayis had the miracle, Chashmonim only had the miracle because of those Jews. The Kodesh Baruch Hu saw retroactively, he saw in the future there were going to be Jews still holding on tight, and he said, "Well, look at those Jews, and because of those Klai Yisrael, they're going to bench licht, they're going to keep up Shabbos, they're going to keep davening, and they're going to keep fire in 2017 Tavshanayin Ches. I'm going to make this miracle now," which just shows us the incredible connection that we have with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the incredible connection that no Yavan can ever touch. That at the end of the day, a Jew goes off Chas v'Shalom, a Jew goes off, and he might seem like he's off a little bit, but he could always come back to Kodesh Baruch Hu. He could always come back to his father. Because at the end of the day, that's what the message of Chanukah is all about. To remember that even though we might fall sometimes, we could always come back to the Ribono Shel Olam. This is actually a big message from the Mori Naim. Mori Naim tells us the Parshas Michitz. B'Chanukah k'v'yochol Hashem morid esatzmo l'mata me'al sora el odin l'karvo. We know that at the end of the day, Chanukah is a tremendous time of closeness from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Klal Yisrael. And the Gemara tells us, P'silos u'shmonim sh'om l'chacham e'enam alikim b'hen b'Shabbos. The nears, the wicks, and the oil that the Chacham say that you can't light on Shabbos, malikim b'Chanukah. You can light the afghan Chanukah. What does that mean? It says the Mori Naim, the Jews, who sometimes don't feel so connected throughout the year, but maybe sometimes fall, maybe sometimes struggle, Chanukah is a special time to remember the special connection we have to Ribono Shel Olam. And that's the whole message of Chanukah. So So let's just review and just we'll say a quick ma'isa. At the end of the day, we start from Rav Shor. Why does the Medrash say that the Yevonim made us right, that we don't have a chelik in the Shor? Because at the end of the day, the Maharal says that they wanted to be mekatshig and shemayim to remember to show Kadosh Baruch Hu what we did by the Eagle Zav. They wanted to remove our separation from our amazing connection with their Bonashim. And that's the idea of the Gevurah Sitzchak as well. Why Dafka does Rambam say that they didn't want us to do mitzvahs, but it also says Lashichem Torasecha? That means at the end of the day, not only do they want us learning Torah, because that's something that connects us, but they also wanted us to forget our Torah, to have complete removal, a complete separation from us, the Rabbonu Shalom. And that's really the third and final idea. End of the day, we have to believe that Bayamim Hez Manuzana does not only refer to Klai Yisrael in the times of Yavam, it's the Hefech, says the Yitav Lev. Yitav Lev says at the end of the day, the only reason why it happened, why the HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought the miracle, is because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw in the future there are going to be some Jews who are going to be staying strong. Stay strong during the Inquisition. Stay strong during the Holocaust. Stay strong in 2017 when things don't look so bright. And end of the day, that's why he brought the miracle. Because the miracle, the message and lesson of Hanukkah is one fold. And what is that message? The connection from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klai Yisrael. The love with the Rabbonu Shel Olam and Klai Yisrael is forever. And it's unbreakable, and you cannot touch it no matter what a Jew does. The relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is eternal and forever. To end off with a maisa I saw from a Biderman. Story goes, is that the Chiddush Harim, the first Ger Rebbe, is supposed to be Yogan Aleinu. He once delayed the Hanukkah candles. And one of the Hasidim were there, and he said, "Nu Rebbe, the Medrash says, HaMitzvah Bal Yocha Atach Mitzana. Mitzvah comes to your hand, it's time to be able to, don't push it off. What's going on here?" The Chiddush Harim, quick back, he said a beautiful line. He says, the Gemara says in Tainis, HaChafayam Anav, Yisha'amar L'shem En Yedlok, Yomar Lachmav Tzvidlok, L'seim the Rabbonu Shalom, who told oil to kindle, will tell vinegar to kindle. And the word is, Chiddush Harim explains, that the Jews who feel, sometimes like they feel like they're vinegar Jews, they feel like maybe sometimes they messed up throughout the year. They don't feel like they're perfect, they're not Shemin Jews, they messed up. Chanukah is the time at the end of the day, a Jew could always return to the Rabbonu Shel Olam. So he's playing on the words Al Tach Mitzena. So he's giving the Chassid a little bit of his own medicine. Tach Mitzena doesn't only mean push off. It means that if a Jew still feels like they're far away, a Jew could always come back. And the same Rabbonu Shel Olam that said the oil to light, vinegar to light. Kadosh Baruch Hu Shabbos is now going into the few days before Hanukkah to have the proper preparation to remember this unbreakable connection we have with the Rabbonu Shel Olam. If we do this, Be'ez Hashem, we'll be zochah to remember the love and the ahava that we had, the Kadosh Baruch Hu has for his nation, and we'll be able to experience the great, great awe of Chanukah, Be'ez Hashem, Yisbarach, Tashanayim, Ches, Gutavach, Shabbat Tov, and a Freilich and Chanukah.